The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm really scratching my head over the suggestion that this horrific tragedy at the University of California, Santa Barbara, somehow belongs on the shoulders of the NRA. And I'm also having an overriding sense of not wanting to pile on a dad who clearly is dealing with enormous amount of grief and, you know, family that had issues and this youngster dealing evidently with the counseling of some sort back to 8 or 9 years of age. And, you know, so imagine how that all, you know, bubbles out after a horrific situation like this. And there's stories that the parents raced across the city in a frantic attempt to stop their son because they got YouTube videos, and so they knew this possibly was coming. But, you know, just the facts of the case. You have his apartment where this started and roommates stabbed, right? So you have three that were stabbed. You have three that were evidently shot and killed by gun, and arrest rundown, all the other injured from his vehicle, either shot at or, you know, his vehicle uses a battering ram. So you have a number of weapons. What you have here is an individual that had some issues. So we're going to talk about that. I want to get your reaction to what the father has made in the way of a statement, and where the blame has been laid on that. And big national story, obviously, after the weekend that we're following. The local story that is a big one is obviously Watford City. Certainly, from the initial reports to what we know now, a vast improvement. Still praying for one 15-year-old girl who remains in critical condition at Trinity Hospital in Minot, result from the injuries. The other eight individuals that were injured have been treated and released. We're joined now by Ken Samosko from the National Weather Service. Ken, how are you?
Good, good. How are you this morning?
Appreciate you joining us. Am I saying your last name right, Samosko?
Yes, you got it. Yes, that's correct.
Samosko, tomato, tomato. I want to just make sure I'm, you know, pronouncing
you
it as
got
the
it
family
right.
would.
It's a tough one, but you got it.
All right, good. And Ken, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Bismarck. First of all, tell us a little bit about what we now know about the storm system that brought that tornado to Watford City. Last night we heard reports of multiple tornadoes. Don't know if there was more than one that touched ground, but just give us what we do know.
Okay. Well, let me just take you back in history. Yesterday, just before 7 o'clock Central Daylight Time, we had issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern McKenzie County. And at that point, we were looking at the potential of straight-line winds or tornadoes developing. And then as the next 15 minutes went by or so, then we were getting some reports that by law enforcement that a funnel was seen, a mid-level circulation. And then by around 7:17, we had a report from law enforcement, actually around 7:44, that a funnel cloud was coming down to the ground. And our Doppler weather radar, at least from our vantage point, can see up to about 12,000 feet. So the spotters were very, very important at this time. So we put out a tornado warning at that time at 7:46, and then it was shortly thereafter, a few minutes later, we had a tornado reported along Highway 85. And as you mentioned, there were 9 injuries, 8 were treated and released, and the one that you mentioned in Minot. And that was the main tornado that we had confirmation. And we do have a team up there now that is looking at the damage assessment team that arrived at Watford City. It's about a 3-hour drive from Bismarck to Watford City, and we hope to get some more information on the damage and the strength of the potential strength of the tornado based on the damage. And that's what we'll be waiting for a little later on this afternoon.
There were folks on the ground characterize it as an unusually large tornado for this part of the world. We talked to the mayor, Brent Sanford, last hour, and others as well, talked about the size. We're seeing a lot of photos and whatnot. Do we know enough about the strength of the storm to match up whether or not the eyewitness reports of a large tornado fit with the category of this one?
Well, I'll tell you, we go back to 1950 to 2013, or, you know, so not including this one. So for the last 63 years, McKenzie County, at least what's been reported to us and what we've seen, there have been 14 tornadoes in the last, say, 63 to 64 years, not including yesterday's. And the highest rated, at least up until 2006, because in 2007 we changed scales. We went from F scale, Fujita scale, to the enhanced EF scale in 2007. And up until 2006, the highest category of a tornado, at least in McKenzie County, was an F2. And that would correspond to winds between 113 and 157 miles per hour. That occurred way back on July 1st, 1952. Since then, the most recent tornado was an EF0, and that was back on July 22nd, 2011. And the wind there was 65 to 85 miles per hour. So when you compare the F2 compared to the EF scale now, this will probably, just by looking at the numbers and we'll probably be comparable to that. And it could be a little higher, could be a little lower, but that's where we're going to wait for the damage assessment team to go out there and take a look at it. So, when you hear about 14 tornadoes in the past, 64 years, you have to wonder, is it, because the population's increasing and we're getting more reports, have we always had a lot of tornadoes out there? We just didn't have the people to help out and give us those spotter reports.
Now, you mentioned the timeline here with the warning issued at 7:46 and actually hitting the ground at 7:53, the warning coming shortly after eyewitness reports from law enforcement said there was a tornado. Is that unusual, that short a time frame from warning to touchdown?
Yeah. Well, usually, like I said, our radar can see to about 11 to 12,000 feet, and we can see some mid-level circulation. We can't really see below 12,000 feet too well because our radar overshoots the main part of the storm in a rotation. So a lot of times we look at the spotters on the ground to help relay that information to whether something is touching down or not, because we don't want to unnecessarily put out a tornado warning if we're just seeing some circulation but no funnel cloud coming down or coming in contact with the ground. So a lot of times we're in contact with the law enforcement, and this particular situation, we had a mention of tornadoes in the forecast and a severe thunderstorm warning, and as soon as we got word that the funnel cloud was coming down towards the ground, we put out the tornado warning.
And I guess the thing to remember here is at 7 o'clock there was the thunderstorm warning, and in every thunderstorm warning there is a part of that warning that tornadoes are possible. So that's
right.
for folks that are in crew camps, for folks anywhere within the sound of our voice, that that thunderstorm warning is that first opportunity to really watch the skies and be aware, isn't it?
You are correct. That is correct, and that's why we put that information in there, because when we see a thunderstorm potential of any rotation or any chance of a tornado, we will put that in there. And conditions were favorable for that yesterday, and we're just fortunate that there were no fatalities with that. So that's the good news. Certainly it's not good news for the injured, and we're hoping and praying that everything's okay with that.
And do we know now that there was just one tornado that touched down? Do we know that yet?
There's just that one there that it was 5 miles south of Watford City. It looked like later in the evening we had one a little further south and through Dunn County, but we didn't get any reports on that. But we're seeing some more mid-level circulation, and that was the history, where we'd see this rotation in the middle parts of the atmosphere, and we would react and decide on a tornado on that. But that was the main one that we saw, yes.
And a lot of reports of different funnel clouds, but that would be just the funnel not actually touching down. So there were multiple points of rotation and funnels throughout the region?
Right. We did have a lot of funnels, and we asked a lot of questions. If it's rotating, spinning, is it coming down towards the ground? Is it just, we're very judicious about issuing a tornado warning, because we don't want to, cry wolf with that. So we want to make sure that, the warning we put out is a solid warning. And so we get a lot of funnel reports. That's why we interrogate every storm and rely on our spotters, which do a fantastic job.
Only about a minute left, but what kind of investigation will go on the ground out in Watford City? It will be to determine, you know, connect the damage to the the wind scale. You're looking to see, you know, for physical damage, what kind of wind speed you had?
Yes, the EF scale is really a set of wind estimates. There's no measurements. It's based on damage. It looks at a 3-second gust. And based on that and different levels of damage, they'll come out with a potential wind scale on that, on what the damage was.
What's the highest wind recorded from this storm that you have from last night?
Well, we don't right now. We don't have any recorded wind right now. The damage team will give a range once they figure out. We're at on an EF scale, it range from. The only way to get a good wind is really have equipment inside the tornado, which you know we don't have, so we don't know exactly what the wind speeds were.
Fascinating. All right, appreciate the update and all the good work the Weather Service does in keeping us posted. It is officially severe weather season, folks. Watch it closely. Ken Samosko, National Weather Service Bismarck, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Let's get to your calls at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Tell us when we continue.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the RollTech electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the RollTech electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind, busy program thus far with first-hand reports and chatting with the officials in McKenzie County and Watford City about the tornado. National Weather Service, the most recent one, the last hour. Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, joining us, and a neighbor with an eyewitness report as well. on what they saw. And then, of course, a debate on the June 10th ballot measure, measure number one, on extending the timeline for citizens to get items on the ballot. So a couple of things in the news. Now we just want to find out what's on your mind. And I got to tell you, what's on my mind is this dad and his reaction and his blame, I guess, for his son's killing rampage. You've no doubt heard the story now of this sad, tragic tale that is not unlike so many others before that. University of California, Santa Barbara. You had a 22-year-old individual, clearly troubled, and he goes on a rampage. Found a group of students and opened fire. Took off in his black BMW through the streets of a college beach town, buzzing within 10 minutes. The rampage was over. And six were dead. Three in his apartment by stabbing. Three by a gunshot in this rampage of his. And 13 others injured either with a gunshot or a car, his vehicle, that he used as a battering ram. All right, so now you know the facts of the case if you haven't followed the media coverage to date on what happened. And we know that the family had been worried about him for some time. They'd sent people to his apartment, a mental health check, some reports of psychological issues going back to very young age. Here's what his father had to say about why this happened. Roll that cut.
Why did Chris die? Chris died because of craven, irresponsible politicians and the NRA. They talk about gun rights. What about Chris's right to live? When will this insanity stop? When will enough people say, stop this madness? We don't have to live like this. Too many have died. We should say to ourselves, not one more. Thank you. That's it.
All right. Now, first of all, unless one has lived the enormous pain of losing a child, I can't imagine how you react. So this particular dad, I'll cut some slack on how he got to this point, all right? So I don't want to pile on this guy. I just want to say, okay, facts of the case, not even his particular son. You have an individual who stabs three roommates, who goes out and kills three more, injures another 13 in a mixture of using a gun and using the vehicle as a way. And we have a classic case here of a deranged individual, obviously with issues, with three weapons of choice: gun, knife, car. So how are craven politicians and the NRA responsible? Why? Here's what's been on my mind since I heard the pain in this dad's voice and saw the facts of this case. Why is it we don't blame the individual? We blame the object. And in this case, the object that was partly responsible for the carnage. I mean, the dad in this case is blaming the NRA and craven politicians for his son dying by suicide. His son was driving the vehicle at these crazy rates of speed, could have rammed it into anything, could have run it off, I mean, anything. Does this make any sense to anyone? I'm really having trouble processing this one. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And I will admit, Todd, walking a delicate balance here in my head scratching, because I can't feel for this dad. My gosh. And the mom, and there's reports that they got the YouTube video or got the emails and then rushed to the scene and tried to prevent it in some sort of frantic attempt to stop their son. I can't imagine what they're going through. And I guess I'd probably want to blame somebody, too. But not even specifically in this particular case. Why do we blame an object rather than the individual? Why? I don't understand that. It doesn't compute with me. Brian in Jamestown, maybe you can sort this out. 800-228-0550.
It's easy to blame an object because an object has no argument back to you. I mean, this guy, I'm sure he's distraught and everything from the loss of his son. But at the same time, his son is probably the least important person in all of this. The most important people are the ones who died, the innocent people. And the fact that they even give this guy the voice to come out and blame politicians, blame whoever, the blame lies solely on what his son did.
I hadn't thought of that, Brian, but you may raise a good point that in this he's lamenting the death of his son. And I guess a father would, but, you know, if your son was responsible for this, I would hope you'd have a little empathy for those that your son also killed and maimed. And there were many here, and there was at least no mention of that. It's a very, very, very good point. Luann Minot, what's your take on this?
I just don't understand why every time something comes up that involves a gun, they have to start hitting the NRA and taking your gun rights away. If they're going to take the gun rights away because somebody shoots somebody, then shouldn't they take all of our steak knives away? Shouldn't they take our vehicles away? What about baseball bats, tire irons? People just aren't thinking straight.
That's what's so frustrating here, that the individual, and by the way, a lot of, you know, perfect world, the mental health status of this individual would have been such that he'd have been prevented from buying those three handguns. But
he would have got a gun anyway.
Well, could have, but also wouldn't have saved the three individuals that were stabbed in his apartment. Stabbed.
Exactly.
Didn't use the gun there. Wouldn't have saved anybody from injury that was run over by him.
That's exactly right.
So if you're bent on doing some, you know, harm to someone.
You're right. If you're bent on taking somebody's life, you can do it. You don't have to have a gun. I have guns. I have my concealed carry permit. My gun has never killed anybody. I can set my gun up, and it won't harm a soul. It's the person that grabs it and does it, not the gun.
I'm not surprised that the gun is blamed, or that the the NRA is blamed, or craven politicians are blamed. But I'm struggling with trying to understand the logic of it. It just makes zero sense, especially in this case when we have multiple weapons that have been used. Luann, thank you for your help. Lance and Manda, and you get to weigh in on this too. Whatever is on your mind, we've got a half hour to find out here on the program today. 800-228-0550. We'll continue with more after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon here. Make today the day you book a Chase break. Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's your spot for some unbelievable May savings. Get a load of this deal. While they last, $59 a night, any classic room, any night at Chase on the Lake. Call right now, 888-CHASE-06, or go online to chaseonthelake.com to book this incredible deal. Super savings in May at Chase on the Lake. Here's another deal. Now through June 19th, you get a classic hotel room with free 2 hours of watercraft, that's speedboat, pontoon, or wave runners, or bike rental, free, $119 per night, Sunday through Thursday, anytime between now and June 19th. Book that right now, 888-CHASE-06. Or the Friday and Saturday night deal, $298 for a classic hotel room for your weekend stay, plus get half off the half-day watercraft rentals. That's through June 19th. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. Call or book online now.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What's on your mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs. We're talking 60,000 jobs. Careers, really, in North Dakota. That's what they are. And they're helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth, too. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. What's on your mind with Todd Mitchell? I'm Scott Hinland, 800-228-0550. One thing I need to clear up. I had mistakenly thought that the clip we played you of a father who lost a son was the father of the shooter. It's not. Actually, it was the Chris was one of the victims. This was the dad of one of the victims. Actually, the man in the deli, the young man in the deli that was shot. So apologize for that. Nonetheless, it's obviously a dad grieving, and but we had made reference to the fact that why not mention the others that have been shot? Well. It wasn't the father of the shooter. So just straightening that out. Thanks for clarifying that for us during the break. Lance and Mandan, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I mean, Scott, just to clarify it a little bit, I know a lot of that would be the politicization of the anger or whatever you want to call it, because I'm pretty sure this Chris, his father, was anti-gun to begin with. I'm not speaking that he is, but he probably was, so that's the object that's going to get blamed. Just as the shooter's father in a Fox News report, one of the first ones I read on it, on my tablet, stated specifically that that whole family was staunchly anti-gun, so I'm pretty sure that that's brought into the statements and mindset of a lot of that, you know, the reporting and everything, so that's how that's probably coming about.
Yeah, I don't know how this gets into our, you know, it just is, it's so at odds with, in other words, I don't know. And I'm, none of it surprises me, but it just is so at odds with basic common sense. And in this case, we have the unusual case where you really have three weapons that were used in the carnage, because the first three were stabbed. Three were shot, and then of the 13 victims, about half were either wounded by a gun or by the vehicle.
Well, you don't hear anybody screaming about taking away everybody's vehicle or taking away anybody's knives, because, like you said, there's no logic to it. There's never been any logic to the anti-rights crowd. It's all emotion, and that's what this is tying into. It's hard, raw emotion. So that's how that would work how I see it anyway.
Thanks, Lance. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550. 0550 for your take. Joe, Rapid City, listening on 550K Fire down in South Dakota. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was just wondering about, you know, why don't they point the finger at, like, the father that's the director of these Hunger Game movies, you know, the mayhem and the survival instinct of, you know, kill or be killed that are propagated through all these movies lately. I mean, the Fast and Furious, the glorification of this kind of stuff. And his dad, he's probably been weaned on this since he was a kid. You know, why don't they start pointing a finger at the information that these kids gather through that type of medium? So,
Here's the deal, though, Joe. In my opinion, to blame the video game or to blame Hollywood is certainly, is as much to blame as the gun. So, but to me, then you're playing the same game. I just don't understand why we don't go to the individual. You know, I mean, to say, hey, there is someone that sadly has gone off the rails for whatever reason and has chosen to harm someone. Whether the video game planted that seed and then they go on and get the gun or whatever, it's still the individual that ultimately is responsible for the decision to take the innocent life of other people.
Right.
You know, it seems like we ought to focus on, you know, the individual. But, I mean, you're certainly right, Hollywood or these video games, and quite honestly, that's a familiar chord we hear out of some of these things, right, where you hear about, you know, youngster with limited social skills, a ton of video game play, and then, sometimes psychiatric medicine plays in, and, you know, all of a sudden go from hearing about how they were infatuated with all these things to being in the news responsible for a horrific.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just anymore, it's people want to be instantaneously famous for anything, whether it's good or bad. I mean, you go back to the Columbine shootings, and I mean, that was almost, you know, overnight sensation in the worst possible way. But, you know, these people see this kind of stuff and they just think, yeah, you know, I'm going to go out. I'm going to go out like these guys, you know, and it's just, I don't see why they can't start, you know, amendments to, you know, it may not go back to the, you know, the censorships of the Hayes type of deal back in the 50s. But geez, Liz, you know, it's, you got to kind of look at, people are impressionable, and whether that's, you know, somebody's not quite right in the head, that's one thing, but that should be a professional psychological evaluation, and the parents should have some, you know, responsibility in getting some serious help for that kind of thing. But when it's just prevalent everywhere and in everything, and it's just like, you know, it's, I've got to be famous now, and at every turn of the page, at what cost? So that's all I had to say. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Glad you're listening. Bob Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I guess I'm just looking at where's the father's responsibility in all this? You know, they knew that their son had a problem. Why don't you get together as a parent and be a parent and get him some help as far as institutionalizing him for a while or whatever? But the main thing is, if they knew that their son had weapons, why don't you go into his apartment and take them from him? Be a parent.
Yeah, and I don't know when those were purchased. I'm trying to remember that. I do know that there had been law enforcement at his apartment at the request of the parents. Let's see here. Santa Barbara County Sheriff's deputies who showed up at Rogers' doorstep to check on his mental health were not aware of any videos, the department spokesman said. They concluded after their visit that the well-mannered, if shy young man posed no risk. But he did evidently have those weapons at the time.
Right.
And obviously the family was aware of these issues here.
Right. I understand that the police gave him a ride. But the biggest thing is the parent should have got off their lazy butts, went to his apartment, went through his apartment, and if he did have any weapons, they knew what he was, where his head was at, and they should have taken his weapons from him. If this was my son and I saw something like that on Facebook or YouTube or whatever, guess what? I wouldn't leave my son in harm's way, even though he was the perpetrator. I'd take care of the problem myself.
Sit on him for 24/7 until you were convinced that he was the place he needed to be. Yeah.
it's not sit down 24/7, but number one, take his weapons away from him. If he
if you're Yeah, I'm taking your point, Bob, that if you have concerns about, you know, an individual that you're literally with them 24-7, so you know if they have them or you're searching or you're being a lot more active than they were of sending law enforcement. I take your point, Bob. I think fair Monday morning quarterbacking on that one. And what might have been, had they been more active there. Appreciate that. Another Bob, one of Minot. Go ahead. You're up on the program What's on Your Mind, listening on KCJB today. Bob, go ahead.
Oh, I think it's all about the blame game. You know, Bum Phillips read a great quote on him last winter. He said, we all fail every day. But failing does not make us a failure. It's when we blame somebody else that's what makes you a failure. You know, we got to Google Man in the Mirror sometime and read it. You know, if you can convince that guy in the mirror that everything's all right, you know, are you lying to yourself, or are you a good person? That's my
take. Appreciate it, Bob. Tom, Jamestown, your take.
Yeah, just two comments. Number one, when you consider what young children are able to watch and view on the internet that they have access to, with movies, with cable TV, it's really amazing in some cases, depending on the kids, their emotional makeup, that type of thing, that we don't have more school shootings and these terrible events. Then the other comment I'd like to make is the teachers' union, the NEA, the administrators, there's a couple of school administrators groups, they could put a huge dent in what's occurring here without having to go after people's guns or anything like that, by just stating how, you know, they are against these things that are on the internet, on movies, the just mind-boggling violence that's there. But they'll never do it, because as bad as these things are to them, what's worse is censorship. You know, somebody interfering and telling you you cannot watch the most unspeakable filth on the internet when you're a fourth grader. They defend, in a lot of cases, they defend the idea of censorship. If they would unite and get together, it could make a huge difference. That's my comment.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you. Let's go to Todd in Bismarck on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Todd.
Yes, one thing that I recognize that I did some research on is all the shootings are in the schools and the military that was going on the past 4 or 5 years. If you go back and check on those status of those people, all of them were communist, I mean, or Democrat, one the same. Their background was that was their politics. And you do some checking, they were all that they're Democrats. They were not people that were had illegal guns or that were totally against guns. It's always the ones that are not having, they're against guns. They're ones that are going out shooting people or doing whatever, and then they blame it on NRA or they blame it on somebody else. They don't take responsibility for their own actions, and that's a bad sign of immaturity. And also, they just want to blame somebody else for their actions. I have a concealed weapons permit. Plus, my kids, whenever they do something bad, they're going to pay the consequences, not somebody else for their own actions.
Appreciate the call, Todd. Want to get in a word here for one of our sponsors. Back to more of your calls after a short break as well. And why do farmers do what they do as we wrap up the program for a Tuesday? I want to tell you about the world's largest source of ag application parts. I'm going to talk about my friends at High Plains Apache and their new ET Ag Center, your destination for Apache sprayer sales. You know that. If you want the best of the best, new or used Apache, High Plains Apache is it. But guess what? They also have the application parts, the equipment service, and the training for all of them. Whatever you need, pumps, transfer pumps, nozzle bodies, clamps, valves, poly fittings, spray tips, hand sprayers, the works. 50,000 parts on hand right now, and if they don't have it, they'll get to your door in days. Is that the way to go or what? High Plains Apache, online at highplainsapache.com, or better yet, stop and see them in Mandan on Eastside Court across Main from Bonanza in Fargo, too, and online at highplainsapache.com. You're Apache sprayer dear. More coming up.
I know what's on your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Beautify your North Dakota home with the look of the West. Visit the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom in Bismarck. Find unique furnishings crafted from reclaimed wood, hickory, juniper, old wagon wheels, and they specialize in Western copper, leather, and hide. It's furniture built to last. Rugged, beautiful furnishings in the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom. Find them on the Gulch Block, 508 Main Street in Bismarck.
You know all about the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. But now they have detailing services, and Megan is on the phone, the manager, to tell us more. What do you do, Megan?
Yes, as you had mentioned, we are starting to offer interior detailing services. So that involves both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment beforehand. You can give us a call at 701-628-1550.
They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now at North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Stanley, just south of the Pinnacle Senex. Thanks, Megan.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You ask, we get you answers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, the folks that bring ag home every day. If you go to ndfb.org, a lot of things you can do there. But one of the things I'd love for you to do right now, ndfb.org, is go to the website and check out some of the membership benefits that you get. So you click on the membership link, and you find all kinds of folks that provide you benefits, like Case IH. Like GMC, Chevrolet, Buick, like Beltone, Aflac, Avis,
Choice Hotels International, Office Depot, Sam's Club. It's a long list here, folks. Sears, another example. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Vanity. And basically, when you make a purchase, you get a percentage off that's going to save you your membership and more. So it's a great way to go. North Dakota Nodak Mutual Insurance Company, another one as well. There's all kinds of things. So check it out at ndf.org. And Tuesdays is our Farm Bureau Day, where we get a chance to actually answer questions you've asked us about why farmers do what they do. And we had a question come in wanting to know why sheep farmers dock the tail of the lamb. John from Tappan has the answer. John?
Well, first off, the lambs are much cuter without their tails. But the main reason we dock tails is a sanitary issue. Out on the pasture, weeds will get caught on their tails, and in wintertime, manure and snowballs freeze on their tails, creating problems. For the lambs, it is a problem in the feedlot. They lay around, and manure sticks to their tails, and that attracts flies and creates diseases and maggots. So the main reason we dock tails is a health issue for the sheep. We like to use rubber rings on the tails when they are born because there is less stress on the little lambs.
I love it. Thank you, Jan. John. John's a farmer in Tappan, North Dakota, answering our question today on why farmers do what they do. Love yours, too. Keep them coming. NDFB.org. Contact us page with your question. Bringing ag home, our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Let's get Orland and Minot here. Want to weigh in on what's on your mind? Go ahead, Orland.
These kids really understand reality. Because on these video games, when the end of the game is, you start it over again, and the characters are back up again. And I'm wondering if these kids, if they understand reality.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it? But again, the individual that can't understand reality is the problem, Orland, right? It's not the video game. It's not the gun, the car,
knife. Yep. When the game is over, they all come back to life again. It don't work that way.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of things that can cause the individual to snap and plant all those seeds in their head. I'm just frustrated why we don't spend more time and attention directed at the individual that caused this to say, you know, here's why it's caused. It's always, oh, the gun's to blame, you know, the video game's to blame, Hollywood's to blame. No, and I certainly think we ought to spend as much time if we're wasting all this energy suggesting that the gun did it. Well, then you could equally make an argument that the video game did it. But I think all are silly. The individual did it. They're responsible. Why? Stop it, right?
Yeah, right. When I was a kid, we used to go to these Western movies. That was our big thing on Saturday night, every Saturday night in the summertime. But we understood more reality because of the animals that we shot. They didn't come back, so on and so forth. I think we understood reality more then than they do now.
Orland, appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Yeah, just truck driver passing through. Just want to leave one little comment. Enjoy your show. But I wondered how many of these so-called crazy shooters have ever been checked. How many were put on Ritalin or some psychotic drug when they were kids because they had emotional problems? That's all. Thank you.
All right. Well, there's another element to this. And anecdotally, a lot. You know, the video game connection is there a lot. You know, dealing with mental health issues, whether it be prescribed to medication or therapy or whatever. Many of the cases that have happened. Columbine, Colorado, Newtown, Connecticut, and now the University of California, Santa Barbara. So I think that's all a fair point. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's another that came in during the break.
Scott, remember the school shooting in Jamestown in the early 70s?
I do not remember the Jamestown shooting in the early 70s. I moved to North Dakota in 1984. Someone else emailed about that. So said a banker's son who'd been bullied shot and killed the bully in front of a school bus loaded with elementary kids. Then after doing his time as a juvenile, he ended up owning a gun shop in Grand Forks and wanted to open a shooting gallery, if I'm remembering correctly. Is that another? A little bit of history I'm unfamiliar with there, but that's why we rely heavily on the vast audience of What's on Your Mind. We will be in Watford City tomorrow. I am tonight at 6 o'clock moderating a panel of the candidates for McKenzie County County Commission and Sheriff in Watford City. So doing that tonight, High School Media Center, 6 o'clock tonight if you want to take that in. And then tomorrow, broadcasting live from Watford City on a whole host of issues. Looking forward to that very much. God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening to the program we call Once on Your Mind. Remember, we take your calls, questions, and comments 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave your message, comment, question, or suggestion.
See? Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle, serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.